Welcome to Wise Words with Dan, filled with inspiration, guidance, stories, and helping raise awareness so that you listeners can take away something from this podcast. I hope you enjoyed today's episode. Thank you for listening to Wise Words with Dan. Hey guys, and welcome to another edition of Wise Words with Dan. Hope you guys had a great week so far. So it's a Monday night, I'm doing the podcast. How's my week been? It's been good. Nothing out of the ordinary. What did I do on the weekend? Just caught up with a few friends. That's about it. Caught a glimpse of the boxing event on Sunday with Jake Paul versus Anderson Silva, which, by the way, was a great, great fight. Jake Paul winning, knocking off Anderson Silva, and still being undefeated, 6-0. He's really proven himself as a boxer, Jake Paul. I don't know if, you listeners keep up with the boxing and the day-to-day things if you know Jake Paul, that's who I was watching on the weekend. besides that, guys, I've had a good week. Didn't get up to too much. Just an ordinary week, I guess. Today's Halloween. And, Halloween, kids come out dressed in costumes, wanting some lollies. Surprisingly, I didn't get many kids today. I don't think I had any kids tonight on my doorstep asking for candy, which is very unusual because my neighborhood can get quite busy with a lot of kids knocking on people's doors wanting some candy. So, yeah, it was quite unusual, but hey, more candy for me. but in all seriousness, guys, a big day tomorrow with the horse racing coming up, the Melbourne Cup, which is a huge, huge event. I will certainly be putting a little bet on. I don't know what number horse to pick. You got to really do your research into these horses to know who's a great chance of winning. I mean, you can always look at the favourites and the odds and stuff, but Melbourne Cup is just so unpredictable. It's like any horse can win on their day, or maybe I'll just pick a lucky number for me. I think my lucky number is 7, so maybe I'll just go for the number 7 horse and see what happens. So quite a bit going on. Well, not much for me anyway. Not much at all going on for me. Guys, I don't know where this topic's going. But anyways, all right. So today on the podcast, guys, it's just myself interviewing myself on this podcast. So Daniel is coming on the pod. I'm joking. So, fuck, all right. Let me get it together. Fucking hell. Fuck, man. Look, I really need to prepare these episodes a lot better. I mean, far out, man. I've been doing this podcast now for well over a year now. You'd think I'd have my shit together, but obviously not. Alright, guys, so being the day of Halloween, I do hear stories. My friends have told me stories about, spooky things that have happened to them in the past. I guess we can all share a spooky story of something that's happened to them in their past. I mean, I've got a few spooky stories of my own, but I'll share some spooky stories. When I was a kid, I was pretty young at the time, and trust me, I've got a good memory, so this did really scar me a little bit, not to the extent, but it's something that I still remember to this day. I was in the kitchen. I was 6 years old. I was playing with my
I was playing with a couple of toys. I had a Buzz Lightyear toy, I had a Woody doll, and I was playing with them in the kitchen area at our old place long ago. Myself and my mum at home at the time. My mum was in her office working, and yeah, so I suddenly, like, as I was playing with my toys and stuff, I look at this wall, which is in my living room, and I see a shadow standing on a shadow, and maybe I thought at first it's a reflection of myself, but it wasn't, because this shadow was, like, I was in the kitchen and this shadow was in my living room on the wall, like, just standing still. And I got up and I started waving and turning around to see if the shadow will move. But no, it stood completely still. And then I'm okay. And then I looked around me to see if someone was standing behind me or whatever, but no. So it creeped me out a little bit, and then I continued playing with my toys and just pretended not to look at it. And then the shadow started moving on its own and waving its hands, and I'm like, and I looked around me again, and I'm like, no one's waving hands. There's no one in the room besides me. My mum's in the office, and I was looking, and she hasn't come out of her office room. So yeah, so that got me to the point where I got very creeped out about it. And I still have no explanation to what that was to this day. And guys, just remember, I was 6 years old at the time this happened to me. And for me to still remember that moment, you know, it's kind of shook me to my core a little bit. I got so creeped out to the point where I just dropped my toys and just ran to my mum in her office, and told her what I saw, and then she came out with me, and then the shadow was gone, of course. It has to be gone when you're, you know, but, yeah, that's probably, like, a little creepy, something creepy that's happened in my life that I probably won't forget anytime soon. And I still remember as if it were yesterday, so, I'm sure people have heard much better stories than my story, but that's just something that I've experienced that was a little bit weird, to say the least. Anyway, that's enough of my storytelling. Now, guys, I want to address something. A lot of you guys have been sending me messages asking me, Dan, are you in the dating scene? Are you looking for love? What's going on? And and look, I just want to clear this up, guys. I'm not dating anyone at the moment. You know, I was seeing someone here and there, but that's no more. So I've just been, I don't know, I've been like, I haven't really been in the dating scene now for quite a few months, I should say, and I think I've just really been kept to myself. I don't know what's wrong with me. Like, I want to get back out in the dating scene, but man, it's hard. I don't know why, it's just tough. Like, you know, I'm not sure if it's just myself, but man, it's hard. Like, it's hard to, look, we have got dating websites, and I do have a couple of dating websites, but I hardly ever use dating websites anymore. Like, it's just like the thing of the past. Like, I still have it, but I just can't be bothered using it as much. And maybe that's the reason why I'm not really putting myself back out there, but I guess it's just me working on myself and wanting to feel my best and look my best. And I know I always say I need to lose weight and shit like that, but I do. I need to really focus myself to get to that place where I'm really ready to put myself out there. And Maybe it's lack of trying, but, you know, I've just... Yeah, like, look, don't get me wrong. If the right... If I went to a bar tomorrow and I saw a woman approach me saying... and started chatting me up, I'll be like... and then eventually she wanted to go out on a date with me. I'll be like, yeah, sure, why not? Let's do it. So I am open for love. I am looking for love, but I haven't been active in my search. Let's just put it that way. I think I'm just going about my life in my normal way. And if the right woman comes along, then great. But, you know, as I said, just working on myself, trying to feel my best and look my best. And that comes with, like I tell you guys, my weight loss journey. I need to focus on that before, I need to focus on that before I start searching again for the right woman. And it could take a bit of, and that could take a bit of time, but I'm willing to put in the effort to allow myself to get to that place where I feel comfortable in my own skin in really wanting to put myself out there. And yeah, guys, so I guess that's where I'm at in terms of the dating, in terms of, you know, women in my life. So, actually, on that note, guys, you know how I do Q&As with, you know how I let the audience do Q&As every now and again. So I put out a Q&A earlier this week on my Wise Words with Dan Instagram page. And I sent a question out to you folks, to the audience, asking you guys, what topic would you like me to discuss? And then I had a few responses of people asking me questions and, no one really answered my question, by the way, on what topics you want me to discuss. It's everybody asking me questions about my life and I guess people just want me to answer some of their questions, which I'm going to do in a minute. But before I get to that, I had a mystery person message me on my QA in my QA box. And by the way, just let me add, I don't know, like, if you send me a message on the QA box, I don't know who you are. That's why it's an anonymous, I can't even pronounce that fucking word right. No, but that's why it's like, yeah. So any person that writes to me on that inbox, I don't know who you are. So yeah, so I had one person inbox me saying, I really like you. And can I just say, guys, whoever sent that message to me, please just, you know, feel free to DM me and say it was me, you know. Don't be shy, you know. Own up to it, because I really would want to know, because it sounds like I have a mystery crush and I have no idea who it is. So yeah, please, if you're listening to the podcast, which I'm sure you might be, fess up to me. Just say, yeah, that was me that sent you that inbox, or just DM me saying, hey, how's it going? You don't even have to admit to what you've written me. You just, yeah, feel free to DM me. Because, yeah, I'd like to know who sent me that message. I just thought I'd talk about it, guys, because since I'm on the topic of where I'm at in my terms of my love life, I just thought I'd throw that one in the mix, you know? But, yeah, guys, I'm going to answer some of your questions that you have sent me. So... here goes. I'll open up my inbox now and see what you guys have written to me. I've got so many bloody apps on this phone, I don't even know where to look. Wait, one second, guys. I'm sure my inbox is here somewhere. Yep. Okay, here we go. All right. So, what's your favorite sport? All right. So, my favorite sport to watch would be rugby league. As most of you know, I've even done podcasts about this with my mate John, how we talk about rugby league and how I'm a massive West Tigers fan, which at this point in time I'm ashamed to admit because they're absolutely shithouse, excuse the French. But yeah, so I'm a massive rugby league lover, been supporting rugby league all my life. But in terms of what my favourite sport to play would actually surprise most of you, but my favourite sport to play is tennis. Now, growing up, I used to go to a tennis camp with my mates. And we used to go... So it was during school holidays, back when I was in primary school. We used to... for the first week of our holidays, we used to go to tennis camp from Monday to Fridays. And it was like a 3-hour day each day. So we used to go to tennis camp, and we used to have coaches teaching us how to play a bit of tennis, how to work on our serving, pretty much everything. We just played a bit of games with each other, etc. So it was fun. I enjoyed it. And then I ended up after that just taking tennis lessons for a couple of years. And I just did it to learn how to play better tennis and just as enjoyment for myself. So yeah, that was one thing I loved for a long time, was playing tennis. Well, obviously I stopped years ago in playing tennis now, but if you were to tell me what type of sport I enjoy playing, it would definitely be tennis. And all right, so let's go to the next question. When was the last time I cried? You know what, guys? I'm not going to lie. As I said, guys, you know, I was the best man a couple of weeks ago for for John's wedding. And seeing my best mate, standing next to my best mate and seeing his bride walk down, his fiance walk down the aisle. I saw my best mate getting a bit teary and emotional, and you know what? As cheesy and corny as it sounds, that made me get teary, a little bit teary myself. I wasn't like crying, bawling my eyes out or whatever, but yeah, I shed a few tears. You know, it was a proud moment seeing my best friend, John, getting married, and seeing him tear up just, yeah, made my eyes watery, I should say. So, technically, I guess that's the last time I cried. I think before that moment, the last time I really cried was my dog passing away. Her name was Nikki, and she passed away early last year. So, that was a very sad time for me. If you guys have pets of your own, you'd know how much you love your pets, and you know your pets are your family members, and seeing them and seeing your and you know losing your pet is, it's sad, you know, it's like you've lost a member of your family, so of course you're going to be upset over it. And yeah, so I guess that's the last time I really properly cried. And yes. All right. So, next question. Who is your celebrity crush? My celebrity crush. You know what? It might surprise a lot of you. It might even shock some of you. But my celebrity crush. Well, I've got two. So, the first one is Delta Goodrum. Yeah, man, she's just, oh, mate, she is phenomenally, she's just gorgeous, you know. She's gorgeous from top to bottom. She's got a beautiful, wonderful, down-to-earth personality. You know, watching The Voice, watching The Voice, which Delta Goodrem was on, man, she just always looked good. okay, so Delta Goodrem is one of them, and who was the other chick? I'm trying to think. Well, I've gone blank, but I'm trying to remember. She was from she was the Joker's girlfriend. What was that? I'm sorry, guys, I've gone so blank, but yeah. Her and Delta Goodrem are my two celebrity crushes. And yeah, that's my answer to that. All right, next question. My favorite show right now. I'm not going to lie, guys. I'm watching Better Call Saul. For those of you who may or may not know the show, so I'm sure most of you know Breaking Bad. So Breaking Bad, like, still to this day, one of the greatest shows on the planet. Like, if you have not seen Breaking Bad, my God, you are missing out. That's all I'm going to say. You are missing out. But, no, so I'm watching the show called, which I'm loving, Better Call Saul. And that's like a spin-off from Breaking Bad. And it's about the lawyer in his journey into how his life goes, and it's just a great show. So for those of you who've seen Breaking Bad, please watch Better Call Saul if you haven't already. Phenomenal show. I'm like up to season 4 in it. It's just great quality show. Okay, so next question, what is my favorite song? My favorite song. Man, you put me on the spot here. To be honest, I don't think I have one particular favorite song. I've never liked, okay, so I'm an R&B guy. I like my R&B, I like my pop music. I even like the old school classics with, with the Beatles, Michael Jackson, all those iconic singers back in the day. I don't mind a bit of 80s, 90s music. But yeah, look, I'm also an R&B guy and a pop guy. So I like that genre of music, I should say. Okay, so next question is, any pets? Yes, so I have two dogs at the moment. I mean, I know how I spoke about before, one of my dogs passed away earlier last year. Her name was Nikki. So yeah, now I have another dog named Suki, and I have had my other dog named Jimmy. And they're both Pomeranian dogs, the cutest dogs you'll ever see. Maybe I'm being biased because they're my own dogs, but yeah, they're just adorable. And you know, guys, they're beautiful dogs. I've always been a dog person since I was born. Actually, my first ever dog was a German Shepherd, and it was a retired police dog my dad bought. And you know, from the time I was probably 3 years old all the way till I was 10, I've had, his name was Max, and he was a German Shepherd dog. I've had him for nearly my whole childhood. Then he passed away, and then ever since that, I've constantly had dogs ever since. So, yeah, so I've always been a huge dog lover. All right, guys, I might end the podcast there. Just thought I'd come on the episode today to talk a little bit about what's been going on in my life, share a little bit of a spooky story that's happened to me when I was a kid, and answer a few of your questions, and talk about a little bit about my love life, and yeah, the mystery crush that sent me that message. And as I said, if you know who you are that sent me that message saying I really like you, so if you really like me, maybe you'll send me an Instagram message inboxing me saying, hey, how's it going, and maybe fess up and maybe we can take it from there. Okay, but anyways, guys, in all seriousness, thank you guys for listening to the episode. Hope you've enjoyed my short episode today. I promise I'll come more prepared in the next episode. But yeah, just hope you guys enjoyed my ramblings today. And, you know, please follow me on Wise Words with Dan on Instagram, Facebook, or even follow me on Spotify or any podcast apps. Wise words with Dan, guys. Sorry, I'm mumbling my words a bit again. And yeah, guys, let me know what you think of the podcast. And until next week, remember, there's a new podcast every Sunday. So please follow me and keep up to date. If you want to go back and watch my previous episodes, you're more than welcome to. And yeah, until next time, guys, peace.